Newly uncovered video shows Anthony Fauci and other HHS officials discussing how a new virus from China could be used to enforce universal vaccination back in October of 2019. Here's One America's Pearson Sharp.
As many of us have long suspected, this pandemic and all the resulting chaos was never about fighting a new virus and protecting public safety. This entire exercise has been a government-sanctioned effort to strip Americans of their rights and force us to follow their orders without question or else. You're not allowed to question or raise any objections, or the full weight of the federal government will come down on you, no exceptions. We're supposedly in the midst of the worst pandemic in the history of the world, where hospitals are overflowing with sick and dying patients. But yet at the same time, we can afford to fire hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers who refuse to take the experimental vaccine. Imagine that. And all to fight against the most dangerous virus humanity has ever faced, that you only have a 99.997% chance of surviving. It's so deadly, when you're diagnosed, doctors just tell you to go home and take DayQuil until it goes away. Clearly, something's not adding up, and many now believe it's because this entire situation may have been contrived from the very start. Footage has just been uncovered from a panel at the Milken Institute, where the high prophet of pharma, the good doctor and dog murderer, Anthony Fauci, was discussing viruses with other officials from the Department of Health and Inhuman Services. In the video, Fauci complains that releasing a vaccine the proper way takes way too long, at least 10 years, he says, and how unfortunate it is that people don't take the regular flu seriously. The other officials agree and suggest blowing the system up and finding a new way to impose a universal flu vaccine. They noted that people would be reluctant to take that kind of vaccine when it hasn't been tried or tested. That's when another doctor, Rick Bright, also a member of the Rockefeller Foundation, proposed that they should disrupt the bureaucratic process somehow and cut through all the red tape using what he called an entity of excitement. And then Bright tops it all by suggesting, you know, it's not too crazy to think there could be an outbreak of a novel avian flu virus from China, and they could then use that to make a global mRNA vaccine to be tested out on the public. And the best part of all of this happened in October of 2019. Watch it here for yourself.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
It's hard to misinterpret what's being said here. They're essentially outlining the pandemic. Everything we've seen from the last year and a half described right here in this video before it happened. And this isn't the first time Fauci has gone on the record to apparently broadcast his intentions about the pandemic. Back when President Trump first took office, Fauci came out with a suspiciously prescient prediction that a major viral pandemic will strike the United States during Trump's administration.
The topic today is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
And now, here we are today, living through the scenario that Fauci said was coming all the way back in 2017. The government has used this pandemic to enact sweeping, totalitarian changes to our everyday lives, seizing control faster than anyone thought possible. And never in the history of the world has a government ever taken power and then given it back voluntarily. And while China gains strength, Taliban terrorists take over countries, our border collapses amid a flood of millions of third world illegal opportunists, inflation skyrockets, and the supply chain dries up, we're being threatened with even more restrictions of our rights if we don't comply with the tyrannical vaccine mandates. Unless we, the people, demand that our rights be preserved and our civil liberties be protected and our government be held responsible for its treachery, then this rogue administration will never stop encroaching on our freedoms. For One American News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
Want to see more videos like this? Visit ONN.com for immediate access to all the clips you've been waiting to see.